Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer for the Workday Ahead by Renee Davis. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Colossians 3:23-24. Things and people would be so much easier to deal with if we could just stay home every day, close the drapes, lock the doors, and shut out the rest of the world. You're nodding your head, aren't you? But most of us need to pay off our mortgages and eat something besides ramen. That means we've got to work. And that means there's a good chance we're going to be hit by some things during the day that will push us to our limits, make us feel stressed, hopeless, and even angry. Thankfully, we followers of Christ have help to prepare us for and guide us through our workday woes in the form of God's Word. Setting aside time to spend in Scripture each morning not only deepens our understanding of God and our relationship with Him, but also sets the tone for the rest of our day. When we take time to put Him first, we're exhibiting our trust in Him to walk us through the rest of the day. I once heard a story about a guy who'd taken a job many of us would refer to as a last resort, one that definitely wasn't a part of his plan for his future. A menial job. Though this man didn't understand why God put him in such a place, he committed to do his very best, no matter what. This job that had one time made no sense would in fact be the origin of what would become a worldwide ministry. God had placed him in this position so he could meet other Christians who would help him achieve a dream he could never have imagined. He also met his future wife at this very same job. Maybe your current job is a bit of a nightmare, but what if God has positioned you there for a reason, as part of a better plan? What if you just need to be patient and make the best of it? Just in case your dream takes a while longer to materialize, keep Colossians 3:23-24 handy. Let's pray. Father, thank you for all the ways you've blessed me, specifically with this job that pays my bills and puts food on my table. Thank you that all work has significance, because work is good. Help me bring you glory today through my actions, my words, through the good work I do to bring order to my little corner of the world. Help me view my work as a blessing and not a curse. Give me strength and grace for the hardest aspects of my job. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hi friend, are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to life.com. audio.com.